Look up Dennis Davis on YouTube and you'll find gorgeous, sweeping footage of Shishmaref from above, set to the music of bands like Portugal the Man. His videos show the narrow island covered in snow, its buildings alarmingly close to the water.
It just gives you that different perspective. And I was looking at online on YouTube at videos and stuff like that. And I was like, this would be perfect to show people like what's happening here in Shishmaref.
What's happening in Shishmaref, of course, is a lot of erosion. As its protective sea ice diminishes and its permafrost deteriorates, the community is more susceptible to storm surges. And the thin barrier island in the Chukchi Sea is becoming ever thinner. Davis started using the drone about 3 years ago to document the changes. He says people outside don't always get it.
I just want to show those people that, you know, what we're dealing with on a daily basis. I mean, each storm is a bad storm. We're on this island. There's nowhere to run.
Davis is a former police officer who's maybe best known online as a serious foodie. On Twitter and Instagram, where he goes by the handle Eskimo Fixer, breathtaking images of storm damage are interspersed with possibly more breathtaking photos of his culinary creations, like a seriously beautiful muktuk and kimchi bowl. But his big goal is to use his striking drone footage and social media to get the word out about what's happening to his community.
I feel that if I don't do this, then we're just basically out of sight, out of mind. And nobody's really going to know what's happening out in Shishmaref.
Right now, Davis is running a crowdfunding campaign to replace his current drone with one that can fly further and handle high winds. Plus, he wants to give the world a sense of life in Shishmaref, outside its status as a symbol of climate change.
You know, like when people are out fishing or checking their nets, or, you know, out hunting in the ocean. Just to show people just a little glimpse of, like, this is what's really happening. This is how life is out in the village.
Davis has ambitions to fly the drone out over the sea ice to scout the best route for people headed out hunting and do Facebook Live broadcasts in the middle of big storms. Ultimately, he says it's a way to connect people outside to what's happening on the ground or in the air. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waltholtz in Anchorage.